These lions were bred for the bullet. Their destiny was to be killed by trophy hunters, who pay thousands of dollars to take part in hunts where the animal has zero prospect of escape. Kwazi Kwenkosi Nayati, whose nickname is excellent, works at the Lion's Rock Big Cat Sanctuary.
The lion will be feeding, minding its own business, not aware that it will be killed on that day. They will use me to lure it closer, and then someone will just take a gun and shoot it and then pose for social media.
The lions at the sanctuary are some of the lucky ones. They were moved from a captive breeding facility.
They've been living the most comfortable life. As you know, everything comes with a silver platter to them.
South Africa has the biggest population of captive-bred lions in the world. Some 8,000, according to the government, though NGOs put the figure higher, almost three times the number found in the wild. Fiona Miles is the director of Lions Rock and Four Paws South Africa, an animal welfare NGO. She says the captive lion breeding industry is a vicious cycle.
The lions are intensively bred, almost in a factory farming way. So lionesses are forced to breed. The cubs are taken away from them as soon as possible after birth. Those cubs are then used for interactions with paying guests or paying visitors.
Later, they are often used in so-called canned hunting. And there is also a whole industry around lion bones, which are used in traditional Chinese medicine, though South Africa hasn't allowed their export since 2019. A 2015 documentary called Blood Lions drew international outrage when it showed the cramped and filthy conditions in which some of the animals were kept. The reputational damage prompted South Africa's government to investigate shutting down the industry and set up a ministerial task team to provide recommendations. In March, the cabinet announced it was phasing out captive lion breeding. This will be done over an estimated two-year period, allowing lion breeders of the 342 facilities across the country to voluntarily exit the industry, with rules in place in the interim. Cam Chetty, who led the ministerial task team that made the recommendations, explains.
One is a moratorium on new facilities, the other is a moratorium on breeding. We will have a reduction in the number of lions progressively. To close down an industry requires a long legislative process that has to go to two houses of parliament and has to have a tremendous amount of consultation.
Lion breeders must sterilize their animals and can reduce the number of big cats during that time through hunting or euthanasia. Stockpiles of lion bones will be burned to prevent their sale. Again, Fiona Miles of Four Paws South Africa.
The government saw that there was a huge risk to our reputation as a conservation country. Four Paws is calling for a very clear time-bound plan, one that gives very clear milestones of how the voluntary phase-out is going to look like, so that an absolute ban can be put into place afterwards.
At the end of the 2 years, the remaining lions will be moved to sanctuaries like this one, where they will get a new lease on life. Kate Bartlett, VOA News, in the Free State, South Africa.